You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Deal of talk recently about the rising cost of fuel across with the price per litre reaching over $3 in New Zealand. However, there are hidden costs to driving cars that are not factored in at the pump, particularly in regards to the environmental and social impacts of the car's prevalence. I had a chat with Dr. Tim Welsh, a senior lecturer in architecture and planning at the University of Auckland, about the hidden costs of cars and what rising fuel prices mean from a broader social lens. I first asked him what he thought about the rising cost of fuel says about the prevalence of the automobile in New Zealand society.
Yeah, I mean, New Zealand is, I guess you could use the word notorious for having one of the highest auto ownership rates in the world. I think we rank number three at over 800 vehicles per 1,000 people. So there's a high degree of vehicle dependence. Part of that's just the geography of the country, but some of it is also systematic underinvestment in public transportation and alternative mode like bike and walking facilities. And so it really means that people spend a lot of time in their cars and a lot of time at the pump paying for petrol.
Do you believe that there is a hidden cost of driving, particularly in regards to how it affects our cities and lifestyles?
Well, there's a global cost. So when we talk about the price of driving, we talk about private and social costs. So there's the private cost when you go to the pump and you pay for fuel. There's the insurance you pay for, the car payments, the maintenance. All of those things come directly out of your wallet. But there's a huge subsidy to driving that we just don't pay for. So the environmental impacts and climate change impacts of our driving, so the pollution from our tailpipe, that's completely paid for essentially by society. We don't pay that cost. The crashes that we cause when we drive, those are social costs that are picked up by the government. It pays for all the time delays, the loss in productivity, the cleaning up of accidents, injuries. All of that is paid for by everybody, whether you're driving or not. And then there's an even greater social cost in how cars have pushed our cities further out and lowered density within the urban core, making public transportation less feasible, and also driving or people more dependent on driving as they move farther away from the center of the city. So there's an enormous cost to our dependence on the vehicle.
Why is the lens of sustainable urban infrastructure, as well as the social cost of driving, a useful and appropriate one to employ while looking at everyday transport?
Well, you know, we call these externalities because they typically aren't something we think about when we drive. So it makes the price of driving seem very low in comparison to its real cost. And so what that does is when we have something that costs too little, we overconsume it. And so if we ignore all those additional costs, it seems pretty cheap to drive, even when it feels expensive at the pump. It feels like it's really cheap to drive, cheaper than public transportation or walking. And as a result, we do way too much of it. So if we start to incorporate those costs into the cost of driving, into our cost-benefit analysis when we look at alternative investments, then the price, the scale, the balance changes typically in favor of everything that's outside of the car. So in terms of planning a city, making investments in transportation, that can really tip the scales to a more sustainable path forward.
A lot of people view the cost of driving, including these externalities such as the risk of a crash or environmental impact, as just absolute necessities because they're so important to our daily lives. Is this something that can continue indefinitely? Or is there another way that our cities or lifestyles can be designed